This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy chilly Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial right here on 1310 WIBA. Joined in studio this morning by Janelle Kalish and CJ Kalish and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. How you two doing this morning?
Good morning. We're doing great.
Janelle, how you doing today?
Doing good. A little chilly.
Just a little chilly. It's amazing looking at the weekend forecast. You start seeing highs in the 30s and 40s, and you're thinking, busting out the shorts and the light jacket.
It's going to feel like that.
At our house, it was our furnace was struggling to keep up with the decline in temperature, and so our temperature was dropping. But you start realizing if your home is 70 degrees and it's 30 below, there's a 100-degree difference between the inside and the outside of your house. It's scary stuff.
It is scary stuff, and of course, hope everybody stays safe. And that also, by the way, brings us up to one thing to mention today is with the very dangerous temperatures, a lot of people staying home and being advised to stay home because of the dangerous conditions. We will do everything the same as normal with one exception today. We're not going to do a Klaus quiz question of the week. And the reason is we always have you call the office, and you guys wisely did the smart thing, which was lock the doors today and said, it's too dangerous. So
yes, we are opening up the offices at noon, mm-hmm. but that basically means that there's nobody in there to answer your calls when you call into our office. I mean, I suppose you could call, but you're just not going to be able to win the prize.
Exactly. So you can leave, if you're interested in talking with the folks at Klaus Financial, you can, of course, give them a call, leave a message, or again, call today afternoon and talk with them face-to-face. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's KLAAS. Financial.com. Let's take a look back, though, real quick on last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week before we get rolling on IRA, Roth IRAs, those type of things versus traditional. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week as well as the answer?
Yes, last week's question was, do interest rates and bond rates move in the same direction or the opposite direction? And the interest rates on bond prices move in opposite directions.
Very good. Very good. It was a really informative thing for people who didn't get a chance to check that out. Don't forget as well, so you can listen to last week's podcast up at KlausFinancial.com. So as I mentioned, you guys want to talk, and it's an important conversation, which I think a lot of us have questions about, which is putting money into a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, comparing that with a traditional one, and whether is that the best place to store your retirement savings. What kind of guidance do you offer there?
Yes, so this is a topic we come back to fairly often on this show because like Social Security, like Medicare, like 401ks in general, this topic of Roth versus traditional or Roth versus pre-tax is common for almost any saver. And so as it pertains to this notion of, hey, okay, I've built up an emergency reserve, I want to save for my future, what are the options that are available to me? And right away, you come into two core categories. There's a 401k, which is an employer-sponsored retirement plan, or an IRA structure, which is even if you don't have an employer but you have earned income, you can just contribute to an IRA. And then once you've made that core decision, then you say, well, what's the difference between Roth and traditional or Roth and pre-tax? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And let's first establish the difference between the Roth and traditional IRAs or the Roth 401ks and traditional 401ks. A Roth IRA is a special retirement account that you fund with post-tax income. Again, post-tax income. So you're not getting any tax break today when you're putting money into a Roth IRA. There's no upfront tax deduction as with the traditional IRA or 401k. So meaning, when you put money into and I'm using quotations, I know people can't see my fingers, but I am. When you put money into a traditional 401k plan, you would get a tax deduction, meaning it is a pre-tax contribution with tax-deferred growth. A Roth is the opposite. It is an after-tax contribution, but with tax-free growth. So hear that again. Traditional pre-tax contribution with tax-deferred growth, meaning that when you get into retirement and pull out traditional money, it will be what? Taxable. Mm-hmm. A Roth is an after-tax contribution with tax-free growth, meaning when you get into retirement and pull money out of your Roth bucket, it is what? Not taxable. So in a Roth IRA or Roth 401k situation, again, you do pay taxes now. Now, here's one little caveat. You are limited to how much you can put into a Roth IRA in terms of your earned income. So you can only contribute as much as you have earned, up to a maximum of $6,000 a year if you're under the age of 50, or $7,000 if you're over the age of 50. So a good example is, if I earn $3,000 this year, I can only put $3,000 into a Roth IRA. If I earn $20,000 this year and I'm under the age of 50, I can only put in the max, which would be $6,000.
There you go. Very well explained there. CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial. They are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Janelle and CJ, they are here to answer them for you. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Their number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. So let's talk about some of the requirements then that you have to be there when it comes to a Roth IRA. How does somebody qualify? And can you put money in? I think a lot of people wonder this. Can I do both a Roth and a traditional IRA?
Those are some great questions, Sean. You can contribute to a Roth IRA at any age as long as you have earned income from a job. That means that they're appropriate from everyone, for your grandchildren to your grandparents, as long as they have earned income. And remember, Social Security is not earned income. You do need to know that Roth IRAs have income eligibility limits, so if you have too much money, you can't contribute to a Roth IRA. However, you may be able to make a partial contribution, which is called a phase-out, depending upon where you are, where you fall in your income. In 2019, the AGA phase-out range for taxpayers making contributions to a Roth IRA is $193,000 to $203,000 for married couples filing jointly. And for single taxpayers and head of households, the income phase out range is $122,000 to $137,000. If you want to make contributions to both a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA, you can contribute to both. But as CJ said, your maximum is $6,000 to total, no matter what you make.
That's a common one we get, right? Mm-hmm. Is hey, I want to do some of both. Maybe my accountant has asked me to, or more commonly is, I've maxed out my employer sponsored plan, right? Whether that be 401k or simple IRA. Now I'm really throwing in a curveball for people. A simple IRA is still an employer sponsored plan. So I've maxed out my employer sponsored plan, but I have more I want to save. Can I put more into another account? And the answer is yes, maybe. Right? So on all of these things, it's yes, maybe. It's one of the reasons you want to sit down with your accountant or your good financial advisor who will do the calculation to make sure you're not over the total limitation the IRS sets.
Very great information. As always, CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish, they come to us from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Janelle and CJ, they are here to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is here at station 321-1310 or toll free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Janelle. We'll talk a little bit about some of the benefits of owning a Roth IRA, what's available to you, and also some flexibility questions we'll find out from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget the first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about traditional versus Roth, whether it's a 401k or an IRA, talking about some of the benefits to those different plans. And let's talk about specifically benefits when it comes to a Roth IRA. What are some of those benefits that can be afforded by making use of that opportunity?
Yeah, well, as we start talking about that, something that very commonly comes up, as a matter of fact, we've had calls on this question in the past. And for those listening, if you have more questions about this, call in. But what is earned income? right? Because we talked about you have to have earned income to make a contribution to any type of retirement account, whether it be through an employer, whether it be a simple IRA through an employer, a SEP IRA, or in this case, just good old traditional and Roth. You have to have earned income. Well, it begs the question, what is earned income? Right. Mm-hmm. So commonly people say, is my pension earned income? And I mean, honestly, I have to be like, come on, you know better than that. Of course, it's not earned income. Well, Social Security, that's earned income. Come on. Right. No. That was, and maybe I'm being too rough about this, but no, those are not earned income sources. But there are some good subtle questions. Like, what about rental income off of my rental properties? And typically the answer to that would be no, but there can be circumstances under which, if you've structured it appropriately, you have like an LLC that then generates you a salary out of that where it could be deemed as earned income. So talk to your accountant. That's a very technical question, but establishing what is earned income is important as it relates to these contributions. Now, what are some of the benefits of a Roth IRA in particular? So the benefit of Roth IRA all depends on the tax brackets you have today versus what you expect they will be in retirement. Again, today versus the future. And therefore, another way to say this is there is no way to definitively say what is better, a Roth or a traditional. There is no way, because anybody who says they definitively know is saying that they know the future. And I would love to meet that person. So if you're that person, please come in. My crystal ball is still kind of foggy. I haven't been able to see through to the future. So, I mean, and I tell you this because this is like cocktail banter. I love it when people don't know what I do for a living. And they're like, oh, everybody should do a Roth IRA. That's a no-brainer. You're an idiot if you don't do a Roth IRA. And I'm like, that's fascinating. So just remember the cocktail banter. Be careful with it. Be careful getting advice from your neighbor or your coworker in your cubicle. Roth IRAs are great. I love them. If you said to me, would you rather have tax-free or tax-deferred growth? I would be the first to say I'd rather have tax-free growth. However, it is still what will your tax bracket be today versus the future? So therefore, said another way, if your tax brackets are high today, meaning you're in the upper echelon of brackets, you may want to consider doing mostly pre-tax traditional. Conversely, if your tax brackets are low today, so you look at the tax bracket table and you realize your total income puts you in a pretty low bracket, you might want to consider doing more Roth. And finally, age matters on this. Because if you're going to lose the taxes today by making a Roth contribution and you only have a few years for that to grow before you're going to pass it on to the next generation, may not be the best choice. So two things, income brackets today can have some bearing and age today can have some bearing. And finally, for those who are in what we call the sweet spot, you've retired so you have no more earned income. And yet you're not 70 and a half for purposes of required distributions out of your pre-tax accounts, you're in a sweet spot of considering what we call Roth conversions. So that's a whole nother show we've done in the past. But Roth conversions, if that just piqued your interest and you go, well, that's me. I'm not yet 70 and a half, but I am retired, and I don't know that I'm going to need my retirement money. Roth conversions is something you should consider.
And as CJ mentioned, you can check out previous podcasts, all of them up at klossfinancial.com. You can also learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you anything. That is a free initial consultation. Again, telephone number 442-5637. Talking with Janelle Kalish and CJ Kloss this morning about Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, comparing them with traditional IRAs and 401ks. So let's talk then about some flexibility, and are Roth IRAs more flexible than those traditional IRAs?
Yes, they can be. Beyond the tax implications, like CJ just talked about, some of the unique features of the Roth IRA may influence your decision on whether you want to contribute to a Roth or a traditional. Flexibility is a big one. You can withdraw your contributions at any time without taxes or penalties. you normally must hold the Roth account for at least 5 years and be under 59 and a, or over 59 and a half before you can withdraw the earnings tax-free and penalty-free, but you can always withdraw your contributions. And that's a great funding source if you haven't saved enough for education or, you know, first-time home purchase, things like that. If you are over 59 and a half, or you can also use it, there's exceptions to the withdrawals of the earnings if you are deceased or disabled and you get a first-time home purchase of $10,000 tax-free, penalty-free.
You know, one of the things, Janelle, too, we often talk about is the RMDs, and I love when we talk about this because there's an interesting caveat with Roth as well when it comes to RMDs. You don't need to worry about those letters, do you?
Right. You don't need to make the mandatory withdrawals. They have never, you're never forced to make a withdrawal from your Roth IRA. Traditional IRAs, you have to withdraw after 70 and a half, and this is particularly useful for estate planning. So you can pass it on to your children without ever having to withdraw from it yourself. You can pass it on to your children or your grandchildren, and they get to use that money tax-free, penalty-free as well.
You know, I hope everybody listened to what Janelle said there at the beginning. Contributions to the Roth IRA can be removed at any time without any tax or penalty. That is about the only type of retirement account where that is true. Let me repeat that. Almost the only type of retirement account where that is true. A Roth 401k does not offer that provision. It is only a Roth IRA. And every other type of retirement account we've talked about on this show, simple, SEP, 403B, 457, cash balance plan, profit sharing, on and on and on. None of them allow you to withdraw money until 59 and a half. Roth IRAs are the only exception to that rule and therefore can be a great, significantly more flexible tool for saving into retirement. Now, Janelle and I have to be a little cautious. We sometimes see people coming in and they're not saving into their 401k and missing a match from their employer just so they can put money into their Roth IRA. And we're kind of going, whoa, you're missing part of the big picture here. And furthermore, if you're putting it into the Roth because you plan on withdrawing it before 59 and a half, you're also missing a big part of it. The reason you shouldn't withdraw money before 59 and a half is you want to save for retirement. So we don't want you relying on it, but knowing it's available is a great benefit.
Exactly.
Great perspective, great advice. As always, CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish, they are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That is spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Telephone number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Janelle and CJ. We'll talk about workplaces and if they're the Roth 401ks, if they are available out as far as employer for the workplace. We'll find out from our friends from Kloss Financial next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, telephone number 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. Talking about Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks and some of the advantages and opportunities of implementing them. Let's talk then about if you're at a workplace and they offer Roth 401ks, if those are available, what do we see as far as returns? Are they better than traditional 401ks? What do people need to know there?
Just one moment before we get into that, I do want to mention back from the last segment that saving during retirement, if you are earning income past, you know, most people's normal retirement ages at 65, 70, 75, mm-hmm. you can still make Roth contributions, unlike a traditional IRA that you cannot make contributions after 70 and a half anymore.
Fantastic.
That's key for older people.
Very good. So then let's talk about while you're still in the workplace and if you've got that opportunity for a Roth 401k, is that something you should be taking advantage of, and will you see better returns on that?
Yeah, so this is a common misconception. As a matter of fact, we've done shows on this. Gosh, I feel like I'm saying this all the time now. Where it's, hey, I just want to put my money into whatever's going to get me the best return. And I love the simplicity of the question, but it's just irrelevant, which is that account going to get me a better return? And it's actually, if you're asking that question, you're confused about what it really is. So if you think of your workplace 401k plan, the vast majority of workplace 401k plans now offer traditional and Roth. Now, it doesn't show up that way. You don't get like two different account numbers and two different statements or two different logins. Let's just say you have your 401k through your workplace at Fidelity. And at Fidelity, you log in and part of your process for signing up for the 401k is how much do you want to save? And you say, I want to save 10%. And then they say, well, of that 10%, where do you want to save it? Do you want to save it pre-tax, Roth, or in some cases, they even give you this other option called after-tax. And this is where people get confused because they go, wait, I listened to that radio show and they told me traditional and Roth. And now I'm not seeing traditional and Roth. I'm seeing pre-tax, Roth, and after-tax. Well, let's define that. Pre-tax is traditional. That's why I was using quotations earlier, because traditionally you only had a pre-tax savings option. Okay. So pre-tax is traditional. Those two terms are synonymous. The Roth is the after-tax contributions with tax-free growth, and the after-tax bucket is something, let me just try to briefly address that. You probably should not be saving into the after-tax bucket unless you've talked to your accountant. Now, sometimes people get confused about this because the after-tax, they call it after-tax Roth, okay? So again, if it says after-tax Roth, just think to your head, that's Roth. But if it just says after-tax only and says nothing about Roth, generally want to avoid that unless you've talked to your accountant and your accountant has given you the okay to save into it.
Fantastic advice and information. CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. As CJ mentioned, we cover a lot of ground every week on this show. We've done a ton of different topics, great opportunities to listen to those, and also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which gives you not only a snapshot of the market weekly in your inbox, it also gives you a link to the most recent podcast. Just get to KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. Sitting around the house this morning, maybe you've got the day off, been listening to the program, you've got some questions. The folks at Kloss Financial are here to help. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you anything. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Janelle, great seeing you. Stay warm, and we'll see you in 1 week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.